There was a man called Papa. Maurice was his name. On a boat from Jamaica to Harlem he came. He worked for the railroad. No day did he miss. He labored from sunrise with burdens like this. Papa carried bags for the Pennsylvania Railroad. He wore suits, every picture I've seen, proudly draped in a frame with glass protecting one who pays to be seen without bags he carries, to be known without luggage he lugs. While later that night, beside his dinner plate, a small bowl of water revealing the British in him, he dips his fingers, then blurts to Emma and six children through a mouthful of insult memories. Never let me see you shine another man's shoes. Gnarly fingers swim round. They make laps around the water bowl to wash them clean. There was a man called Papa. Maurice was his name. He came from Jamaica. His wife, Emma, the same. He worked for the railroad. No day did he miss. He labored from sunrise with burdens like this. One summer, Papa rode to a Canada town to visit with kin, but returning was blocked at the border with no papers to prove his good name, who he was, why he came. Immigrant, illegal, alien, immigrant, illegal, alien, illegal, illegal, illegal. Tongue whips round, teeth bite down. Undocumented dark canyon questions. Papa writes his letters to Emma. Thank you. this morning and noticed everything. I'm indeed sorry to say that what I need most is money, that I might live to get back. Larkin, and here I am without a penny. Yesterday I had to pawn my watch, for I hated to bother anyone for any more money. And don't they give you little and charge you so much? In delaying the money, it's costing me more. I have to remain here for another week at $5. And if I had money, I'd go to a place for $3. tell Mrs. Larkin I'll pay her whenever I get the money. She'll wait.
She'll wait.
She'll wait.
She'll wait.
In the meantime, find out from Burroughs what they're doing.
Nothing more to say,
but bye. P.S. I suppose I won't hear from you till Monday.
Bye.
Hello, dear. Well, I am today the same as 2 weeks ago. Unshaved. Maybe I'll get a sudden start here soon. I got the check cashed after paying 28 cents. However, you get a dime on a dollar here, so it counteracts. I paid some of my obligations and bought a hat, a cheap one, $1.95. No, $2 including tax. I have always preached I would never buy a hat for more than $2. I would never buy a hat for more than $2. So there you are. Zero, boom, zedang, zedong. So boom, 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 boom. I was at the immigration office this morning, and all they wanted to know was, when am I leaving? And to let them know well, how are you making out? I suppose you will have to move somewhere, somehow. Yes, I suppose I'll have to write to Burroughs, because if they decide on allowing me back, I'll need a pass to the door, and that takes a few days.
Thank you.
Although I try to put my best out, I'm sick as a dog. Not physically, but mentally. Today, I go to sleep around 2 and 3 in the morning, smoking and smoking, not drinking. Boy, what a laughing stock I'll be if I return. However, I might be able to overcome it. That's the least of my troubles. This birth certificate has taken quite a while to come, a few days. Maybe there is none there for me. Many people here are having trouble presenting one. Yes, some funny cases. I have heard and read of these. It's funny, not even Everett has sent me a line since I'm here. Some children, huh? However, Thank you, Angelica Sanchez, Wayne Smith, Avery Sharp, Joe Fonda, Reggie Nicholson, I'm Terry Janor. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, wonderful.